Bush and Richie here with your Daily Takeaway podcast. I know I'm always bamboozling you, Richie, with things that you need to watch on telly.
You watch an astonishing amount of television. I don't know how you fit it all in.
It's called The Train Home and then The Train Back.
Sorry,
The Train Home and The Train to Work. That's where I do most of my TV watching. I've just finished an amazing, one of the best programmes I've watched in ages, called Shogun.
Now, is that about the old Mitsubishis?
It's not about the Mitsubishi. That would be an amazing documentary series, that's for sure. But this is a thing on Disney about the Shogun era of like feudal Japan. So back in the olden days, with the thing that kind of the big crescendo was the Battle of Sekigahara, where all the different daimyos kind of got into a massive like fight and loads of people changed sides. But it's a lot of people walking around with katana or whatever they're called, the big swords, and then the samurai armor outfit. And I was just thinking, obviously you're aware of samurai armor. Do you know what I mean?
Of everything that you've just said, I'm aware of samurai armor.
Samurai armor. Mm. And it just looks the part. They've got like scary face masks.
Yep.
They've got like loads of like places to keep stuff. Mm-hmm. You know, think about it at the moment, like I've got a couple of coats where I know that I'm going to have to put my wallet in my bag because there's not enough pocket space. Samurai armor, day-to-day, modern-day samurai armor, got all the pockets you need and more.
So are you suggesting that if there is some kind of high street fashion house listening right now, that you are suggesting that they should bring samurai-style clothing back into mainstream?
I think they should. And, you know, the best thing about it is that with samurai armour, you can either have, like, the mask down or up.
Mm-hmm.
So say if you didn't want to be, you know, maybe you've spotted someone else from work on the same platform as you.
That's great.
Slide the samurai mask
down.
That's a great idea. Got no idea who you are. Do you know what I mean?
Train home.
Sorry?
On the train home.
On the train home, so you can watch more stuff, you know, a little bit like Shogun. So I just wanted to, A, flag that as a potential invention that people maybe might want to bring out, and B, suggest, even though I have done quite a few times, and tell you need to watch it as soon as possible.
This is Bush and Rich's Daily Takeaway.
So I got parental contact from the school today to let us know that our six-year-old had had a fall in the playground and bump on his forehead, little graze on his nose.
Oh, no.
He's fine, but just a little warning that when he comes out of school, he's going to look a little bit different. OK, that's cool. How did it happen? We are told that he slipped up on a banana skin.
Wow.
I thought that stuff like that only happened in cartoons.
Well, I'm sure we had a conversation on this show not that long ago that maybe banana skins have had bad PR, because when have you ever seen anyone actually go over on a banana skin?
Exactly.
And now we have empirical evidence.
It's amazing. So I cannot wait to find out more about this from him when he gets home. The very fact that, like, come 10:30 in a school, that there's a banana skin lying on the floor. What kids had a banana by 10:30 in the morning and decided to discard the skin on the floor of the playground?
It's amazing. It's amazing that it's still a thing that makes people slip over, though. Maybe they're right, all the old wives' tales, and maybe I feel bad that we've in some way doubted the clown community.
Exactly that.
Wile E. Coyote, we doubted them, but you know, it does actually make people slip.
So, have you suffered a cartoon injury such like that? All right, so maybe you've done some kind of presentation outside somewhere and you've turned around and you've trod on a rake and the rake has gone straight back up and hit you in the face. Maybe you've been walking down a road and a piano has come off a clifftop and landed on your head.
Yes, or maybe someone's accidentally hit you in the face with something and your head's gone into the shape of an old-fashioned accordion. That old classic.
Charlotte in Gateshead says, I was on crutches with a broken leg in the supermarket. I slipped over and it turned out I'd trodden on someone's car key that they dropped. I went flying, as did the crutches. It felt as though the whole shop went quiet due to the commotion that I'd caused. Thankfully, I suffered no further damage, and one guy was very relieved to get his car keys back.
Keystone Cops, written all over it. Keystone Cops. I tell you one thing I'm always doing in our house, which is 100%. I've not seen it definitely in a cartoon, but it's got vibes of a cartoon. I don't know if anyone else has the situation, but for some reason, our door handles are at the same level as my belt hoops.
Oh, right, OK.
So the amount of times I get my belt hoop hooked on the door handle, and it yanks you back a little bit, like you know how someone might be taken off stage with a crooked walking stick.
Out
of the wings, it's a bit like that.
I think that is a cartoon injury, and if it was a cartoon, it would be your belt braces.
Belt braces, I get hoiked by my own doors.
Mark in Mansfield says, I fall over and rip my trousers a startlingly large amount.
Amazing.
Once I did this whilst walking across a busy Pelican Crossing. It happens so much now that my children now bid me farewell each day with a loving. Bye. Love you. Don't rip your trousers.
Wow, what a way to leave the house. I honestly think that there is a business model for dinner ladies offering out of hours pants restitching. Just like the good old days from school. Do you know what I mean? Just phone the number, even if it's the middle of the night. This is a good one here. Cartoon injury. I was working at sea many years ago. Deep sea fishing. It was too poor to work, so we were just waiting for the gale of winter ease before starting work again. Massive seas, and one of the lads decided to clean his teeth in the galley. As the boat fell off a big wave, we heard an almighty scream, and he walks into the wheelhouse with his toothbrush wedged up his left nostril. He literally, and they clarify, whooshed it up his nose.
Shelley, tell us your cartoon injury.
I was going to go into a takeaway. I turned away. The door closed. I turned back round to walk in and walked straight into a plate glass door and went straight back on my back and knocked myself out.
Oh, Shelley.
Indignity in a takeaway situation as well. That must have been so embarrassing for you, Shelley.
Yeah, just a little bit, and it was very painful.
Oh, dear.
What takeaway were you going for? Was it the kind of one where the smell of it could bring you back round?
It was chips and gravy.
Brilliant. What a way to go. I bet that must have looked like a dirty protest with you lying on the floor like that.
Do you know what? With chips and gravy waiting, I could have probably walked into a door. I would have been so hungry.
Do you know what? A friend of mine once, we were at a Muse gig, and he had a tray full of plastic pint glasses, didn't realise that it wasn't a door, it was actually the window, and they went up. The worst thing is they go right up all over you and everything. It's so embarrassing.
Shelley, if it was a cartoon, I would imagine that the only thing that would have been different is you would have got black eyes as well.
Yeah, I did end up with black eyes the next day.
Have you had gravy and chips since, or is it too difficult for you? Too raw?
It still remains my favourite takeaway.
Good on you for persevering.
Good to talk to you, Shelley.
Thank you very much.
This text says I was getting so mad at a plant that was not coming up after digging for about half the day. I threw the spade at it. The handle caught on a very tight washing line, hit me in the leg, resulting in several stitches. Gita says I trod on the end of a floorboard and split my nose open. We are after your cartoon injuries after me lad fell over on a banana skin in the playground this morning.
Andy says cartoon injuries. I will try and make this broad. Castable. He says, one, just finished having a lovely shower. Two, sat down on my wooden frame bed to dry off and also watch 5 minutes of something on TV. Three, unbeknownst to me, my two eggs, shall we say, had dropped into the gap now created by my by my weight on the mattress and the wooden frame bed. Four, I eventually stood up, and as I did, the mattress encapsulated my eggs and they were twanged into my throat, or what it felt like. He then says, five, 15 minutes of rolling around on the floor, ensued with lots and lots of tears. That's an eye-waterer, that one, isn't it?
It's a cartoon. It's probably more Family Guy than Tom and Jerry, but yes.
Wow. That will haunt me tonight, I think.
Ouch.
That one. Be careful when you're drying yourself off, folks.
Colin, your cartoon injury, please.
Yes, I was in my industrial unit, and we've got an entrance up onto the ceiling, and there's an office block, and you can stand on it and walk in. We've got some racking up there, and I forgot all about that the ceiling was a suspended ceiling, and I stepped backwards, and I was in the place myself, and I fell right through the roof, and the whole roof came down.
Oh, my gosh.
I landed on the floor myself, mate. Honestly, I was just looking there thinking, what the hell happened there?
So did you land, what did you land into, or was it just the floor, or what?
I landed, there was a seat there, and I landed for people to come in and sit, and I landed on I scratched all my arm, but I looked up, and the full ceiling was lined in bits, and I thought, my God, I wish I'd have videoed that for TikTok.
Because you couldn't do that if you tried to come through a roof and land in a seat. What an incredible icebreaker if you've got guests coming around.
Stuntman.
Yeah, it is.
Honestly, I could not believe it. I was just one of the days, forgot all about it, and I stepped back before you knew it, I was lying on the floor.
This is Bush and Rich's Daily Takeaway.
Cartoon injuries, another one. Many years ago, I was out with my younger brother messing about on an old bridge. We had the following exchange. Me, mind that hole. Brother, what? Hole!
Oh, my word.
As brother falls through hole into a pile of stinking mud.
Like a little, you remember the Wile E. Coyote drop?
Yeah.
A little puff of dust that comes back up. Keep them coming in. These are great. Don't forget as well, this Thursday, Cash for Kids Day on Absolute Radio. We're going to be doing tea break trivia all day long. You can still grab a table at our live event hosted by Leona and Ben with the Zootons playing live by heading online to absoluteradio.co.uk. Leona doing a live magic show as well.
Oh, amazing.
During the intermission, I think he's going to saw Ben in half. It's going to be a lot of fun. Make sure you get down there. You can also download our quiz packs to organise your own quiz as a fundraiser. Cash for Kids helps families across the UK who are struggling to afford hot meals because of the cost of living crisis. Get involved now at absoluteradio.co.uk.
Did ask if anyone has ever trod on a rake. James in Motherwell has said the rake one is true. I can confirm it leaves a vertical bruise on your forehead. It also bursts your nose.
Sideshow Bob or whatever he's called from The Simpsons right there. This text says, Bush and Richie, not me, but my mate had a classic one. We went stand-up paddleboarding at Langland Beach. Bush will know, I do know that beach very well. Summer evening, packed beach, high tide, loads of people in the beachside bar watching us as well. My mate was showing off, launched the board, casually jumped on, but landed on the paddle, which flipped up and the handle hit him smack on the forehead. And in 10 seconds, he had a Tom and Jerry style lump in the middle of his head.
I love these.
Happy days.
Right, Paul, what happened to you?
I left school when I was 16 in 1974, and I went to got an apprenticeship with a local painting and decorating firm. And on the fourth week, on the Friday, we was working on a factory, and I was painting the roller shutter doors, which were about 12 foot high. And the ladder slipped. The pot of I landed flat on my backside, and the pot of bright green paint landed on my head.
That's amazing. So it's almost like you've been gunged from the Nickelodeon TV channel.
it was weird to say the least. And I ended up, they took me into the works canteen to wash it all out of my hair.
What did they think when you turned up the next day?
Well, that was a Friday. On the Saturday morning, there was a letter through my parents' door. Saying that not to bother going back.
Oh, Paul.
Boy, what a painful painting and decorating story that is.
This is Bush and Rich's Daily Takeaway.
We've always said that it's one big family on this radio station, and to kind of back that up, Saturday afternoon, we went to go and support our very own Sarah Champion, who was singing in a choir in Leon C. Obviously, Champions lives around the corner from us.
That's a hidden talent.
What about that? In a local church, she's in a choir. It's about 35 women, a choir called Sounds of the Underground. In Huns and Sounds of the Underground. Yeah. And they kind of sing modern stuff. And you know what? It was absolutely packed. I queued to get in there longer than I did to queue to get in to see Liam Gallagher and John Squire. And sure, you know, because I've never had anything to do with, you know, choirs or singing or anything like that. And I've always slightly, I'll be honest, I've slightly taken the mick when Champers has been telling me that she's going, you know, choir rehearsal on Monday nights or whatever. But it was brilliant. And it must be something incredibly liberating to go and do singing like that. They look like they're having a great time. It was great, great to watch as well. I wonder whether, I don't know, whatever happened to barbershop quartets? Is that still a thing?
I think it should be. Singing together is great fun. You think about, I know it's a completely different event, but you think about how much fun it is when you're singing at a football ground and you're singing a song together.
Yes.
And that communal singing, it's a great feeling.
I mean, there's a great song about Copites that we do at Goodison Park. I can't remember it right now. But, you know, I don't know whether this could be something we could look into in the future, Richie. Maybe a bit of a barbershop. You know, get the old straw hats.
Hey, I mean, we can't quite do a quartet, but maybe some kind of hometime duo.
Oh, my word, imagine that. Bookings available next year, folks.
This is Bush and Rich's Daily Takeaway.
It's the return of 10 weeks of tickets. This week, we're giving you the chance to win a pair of tickets to see the brilliant Green Day play at Wembley Stadium. The American Rockers will be in the capital on Saturday, the 29th of June, on the Savers Tour, playing the albums Dookie and American Idiot in full.
So we are going to play a little game called Holiday in honour of their song called Holiday. All you need to do to win the tickets is guess where we have gone on holiday.
That's refreshing. How much were the drinks?
Oh, they were free.
Results.
Yeah, the drinks are free. And in the brochure, it says there'll be fun and sunshine. There's enough for everyone. So we don't have to worry.
Perfect. I need to get my tan on, but I have to admit, I'll be missing out on the sea.
Oh, don't worry about that. They have a blue lagoon and cocktail time where we can sing a summer's tune.
Well, this just keeps getting better and better. Oh, dear. Oh dear, oh dear, oh dear. Just to underline this, 10 weeks of tickets, folks. Go to the phones and say hello to Emily on the line. Hi, Emily, how are you doing?
Hi, I'm well, thank you. How are you?
Good. Have you had a good Monday so far?
Yeah, it's been lovely, thank you.
Well, brilliant. What kind of thing have you been doing?
I'm a teacher, so I've been teaching lots of very excitable students all about science.
What year?
I teach lots of different years, but I've had a bit of a mixture of sort of year 4, 5 and a bit of year 7 today.
Okay, and as a science teacher, what's your favourite thing to demonstrate? Like, do they still have Bunsen burners and all that kind of thing?
I do like the Bunsen burners, yes, that's great fun. Or the sort of setting the flammable bubbles on fire on your hand. But I also like the Van de Graaff generator with all the static electricity.
Oh, wow, Van de Graaff.
Do you have a favourite thing on the periodic table? Mine was always manganese.
Manganese is good. And lead, was it PB? Plum bum, we always used to remember it as such. Sorry about that, everybody. Show me age there.
Now, you're not here to talk about the periodic table. You're here to, first of all, have another listen to this fantastic piece of acting. Where have we gone on holiday?
Is it to Club Tropicana?
Drinks are free. There's enough for everyone. You're off to see Green Day at Wembley Stadium. Well done.
Oh, my goodness. Thank you so much. That's amazing.
Here's a tiny bit of what it sounded like. Club Tropicana, drinks are free. Yes, see what he's done there? Enough for everyone. What about that?
That's wonderful.
Okay, well, what an amazing Monday evening that is.
You've absolutely made my week. Thank you.
And it's only just started. It can even get better. We will play again tomorrow. You can listen to the Dave Berry Breakfast Show from 6 a.m. tomorrow morning to see the Foo Fighters.
This is Bush and Rich's Daily Takeaway.
A massive thank you then to everyone so far who submitted soothing sounds for Absolute Radio Calm, our brand new radio station. Our mission to create from scratch a new radio station consisting entirely of bespoke sounds suggested by you guys in time for Mental Health Awareness Week. Got a couple of big weeks on the show coming up. We're going to be building it at the moment. This launches Absolute Radio Calm on May the 13th. So we've got some recording to do in the meantime, and we're going to be sending out every day this week our assistant producer, Harry, out and about with a microphone and recorder to capture the sounds that you guys have suggested.
Now, we spoke to Debbie, who lives in Huddersfield, but she was from South Africa. And she said that one of her favourite calming noises was the waves crashing against the shore in Margate in South Africa. Now, we know what the budget for this Home Time show is like, so let's catch up with our producer, Harry, right now, who is out and about. I trust, Harry, you're not in South Africa, but you've headed to Kent.
I am indeed in Kent, in Margate, yeah.
How's it been on the beach, Harry? How's it looking?
You know what? It's a solid 14 degrees. It's pretty all right. It's just the wind is very chilly, so it's got a chill about it.
Okay, I haven't been back to Margate since we did our Sinclair C5 race on the Dave Berry Breakfast Show around at Seafront. Do you remember that?
I remember that triumphant. Actually, it wasn't triumphant. Neither of us won.
I won.
Did you?
Yes, I won by about 5 minutes. I was reading the newspaper when everyone else turned up.
I only remember that I didn't win, you see. Little details.
There you go. So, Harry, you've been out and about with a microphone. How's it been in terms of you've been going down to the seaside, or is it actually relaxing as far as you can tell?
It is. It's really relaxing. So I've been getting, sounds of the waves crashing onto the shore, which is really good. And, I do find it really relaxing. I feel like it's going to make a really good ASMR sound for when we get it on.
So how long did you leave your kit recording for, Harry?
I was down there a good, 45 minutes. It was a while of me just not speaking and trying not to get anyone else's voices on or anything. So, a good solid 45 minutes I got.
It's very tempting to either have those little tiny donuts they do on the seafront or chips. Have you been tempted in? Although I guess that is counteracted by the fact that the nuisance of the seaside, the seagulls, are ever-present, aren't they, Harry?
They are indeed. I have had myself some fish and chips already, which were glorious. I've had that already.
Good man. Well, let's have a little listen to some of the stuff you've recorded so far. Here's some of the relaxing sounds of the seafront in Margate. Oh, listen to that.
Oh, great.
Makes you want to run and dive in. Don't do that, Harry. We're not insured.
And go and have that fish and chips he was talking about as well.
Yeah, we've all got the wrong end of the deal here. Amazing. Well, that sounds great. That's good work so far, Harry, and we're building the station day by day right here on Home Time.
Now, Your assignments continue, Harry, because tomorrow we're going to send you back out. Margate sounds like it was lovely today, and the weather's been beautiful. And I don't want to talk down any other parts of the country. But tomorrow we're going to send you on a train to Birmingham, because a lot of people have said that the clickety clack of a train track and the interior of a train can be calming. So you're going to go to Birmingham, but you're not really going to get out there. You're just going to go on the train to Birmingham and record the inside of the train.
OK, I can get with that.
For someone, you know, with kids like us, that bit of peace, just being asked to stay on a train, just in your own silence, would be fantastic.
Jealous of Harry.
Very, very jealous. Harry, we can't wait to see how you get on.
Sounds fun, guys. I love it. Keep you updated.
This is Bush and Rich's Daily Takeaway.
So that's it. That's another Daily Takeaway podcast done and dusted. Thank you very much for listening. Whilst you've been listening to that on your device, we've had an email in from Primark, who have said, Bush and Richie, we are very interested in launching the Samurai range coming soon at Primark.
Come on. Urban Samurai.
Isn't that amazing? Yes.
Urban Samurai thing. It's going to be the next big thing.
At a very accessible price.